Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And I get the two-hour experience with Horowitz and Graceffo, the A-team. They're back together at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. It's officially Super Sunday on the East Coast if you're on Eastern Standard Time. And our huge questions of the night, who's going to win the game on Sunday night? You going with the Rams or the Patriots, and why? Who's your MVP? And why the hate on Tom Brady? We had a caller, Chance, from Texas last hour say that Brady's lucky that he has Belichick, that he's just a system quarterback. He is the greatest of all time. And somebody compared, a caller from Wisconsin earlier, in our first 2 hours, I forget what hour, said that he has friends that, you know, rip on LeBron but love Brady. And he said, was it a racial thing? And I said, no. I said, LeBron bouncing around from Cleveland to Miami, the decision, the American Airlines Arena, then back to Cleveland, now to L.A. I think it's taken away some of his prestige. I really do. Not his talent, not his bank account. But when you're bouncing around nationally, you lose something. It's like Michael in a Wizards uniform after one of the greatest runs this side of the old school Celtics or Showtime Lakers that he gave us with the Bulls. And Brady, it's a lost art. You know, you get Jeter his whole career with the Yankees. Brady will never play for another team. It's been Belichick. It's been Brady. It's been consistent. And I don't get the hate. I don't. He doesn't, you know, Brady doesn't whine a lot publicly. He seems to be as open with the media for some of his ups and downs or stature as someone that big could be. I just don't get it. You know, LeBron, some of the whining, the mirth, the, you know, bouncing around now, you know, the coaches, his guys, his people. I said, you know, at Luke Walton, I, you know, back off, LeBron. You know, man, you found peace when you won that championship. Okay, and you're going to L.A., and you don't need to throw your swagger around. You just don't. And you're not going to get Anthony Davis. No megastar will join you, LeBron. You will have to go second tier, guys, just like you did in Cleveland. It will not happen. I don't care about the pitch with Magic Johnson and you. You are known as the king, and there is nobody who's going to come in and be the second choice to get the rock when you're down two against Golden State in the Western Conference Finals. It's not going to happen. Now, what's interesting is Zion Williamson of Duke was quoted as saying it would be dope if he played with KD and Kyrie in New York with the Knicks. There's your big three. A lot would have to happen for that to work out. I don't know where Davis ends up, but I don't think Clay, Davis, Leonard, they're not joining LeBron. It's not going to happen. It's not. I just don't see a megastar taking a back seat with the massive egos. And you look at the NBA, and there seems to be more baby, you know, the NFL had their drama, right? And it settled down this year. There wasn't too much, right? Last couple of years were crazy. Kaepernick, everything going on, concussion era. Just, you know, the officials are still an issue in the NFL. And I don't know why they don't have full-time officials. I still don't get that. Biggest sport, you know, full-time guys, they could work OTAs, they could work year-round, they could train, they could work exhibition, work training camps. They could be there where you talk to them, they review things. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You pay them what? You know, 200, 250 grand a year plus bonuses or however you want to do it. You could get younger guys. It doesn't, and nothing against 57-year-old guys, because I'm one of them. every guy doesn't have to be a lawyer who can get 3 days off on a weekend. So do full-time crews. You are printing money in the NFL. So I just don't understand that. I mean, get full-time officials. And then the review at the end, you don't want to review every penalty, because if you review a penalty and you say, okay, well, we saw a holding there. No, no, no. You get to target one call, one penalty flag per game in the final 2 minutes, either against you or thrown in your favor if the other coach wants to do it, however you want to work it. You get one. That's it. There aren't 20 missed calls at the end of a game. And yeah, Drew Brees and the Saints are upset because, man, Atlanta was a, you're in the Southeast, it's home cooking. You know, Brees, you can see in all of his appearances, it's on his face because you know he's thinking, am I ever going to get back there? You know he's thinking that. So hire full-time officials. Well, you're cutting corners. Well, we don't have enough work for him. You don't? All right, so they come in on a Thursday to the game area, and they might meet with the coaches, you know, of each team Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, teams come in on day before, usually, however you want to work it. They get comfortable. They meet. They review their last game's tape. They review team tapes. They have meetings. They're full-time guys. They talk via teleconference with the NFL head of officiating. It seems like a very corporate process, which the NFL is. And I have no idea why they don't do it. Because they're saving money? So 32 games, let's say 10, 12-man crews with alternates in case somebody gets hurt or drops on the field. So what do you need? Are you talking 400 with, you know, officials in waiting, backup crews rotating out, however you want to do it? Let's say it's 500 guys and ladies. And you're paying them $250,000 a year, let's say. So what are you getting into? 15 million, 20 million benefits, whatever. 25, 30 million for full-time officials. Now, are you talking, you know, million and a half a team? A million that they shave off some massive TV deal? It seems to be a no-brainer. If you want to join in with your huge opinions, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. I'll read some tweets coming up later. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Horowitz and Graceffa, good to have those guys back. They're awesome. Some of the best in the business. First, let's go out to Matt in Los Angeles. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Sure. Matt. Matty.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, partner?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just want to tell you that, the Rams are just going to go and take care of business tomorrow, you know? I mean, I don't know what all the hype is about these people saying this and that about the Patriots and their longevity. The longevity is over, bro.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt, in Los Angeles. It sounded like Matt was doing his dishes. No one does their dishes anymore. Everybody has a dishwasher. That was the most non-confident, hey, I think the Rams, I live in L.A., they're going to win, that I've ever heard. Now, I go back to a year ago, and on this show, I said, hey, it's Foles versus Brady. There's no way. No way they can lose. Well, guess what? They did. And Brady threw for over 500. Could they lose? Could they have a third Super Bowl where they, I know they came back against the Falcons, but a third Super Bowl where they're not good? Could they? I mean, they were good in the comeback against Atlanta. But if Brady wins, and it's magical, and does he, I don't think he would announce right at the end of the game he's done, but if he knows he can leave on top, I don't think he's leaving, and he said he's not going anywhere, but I doubt he'd ever tell us if he's going to leave. That if you could leave a champion and you are the king and you walk out, that's the way to go. But then maybe he wants one more. And he has his TB12 program. It's Let's go to Wade in Texas. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
How you doing, Wade?
I'm doing great, thanks. So here's the deal. I hate the Patriots. I can't stand them. I think that they're cheaters, and they've proven that they've cheated once and gotten caught, and they'll still cheat again. So they might be cheating right now. Who knows? But it doesn't matter because they're going to win. The Rams are the better team on paper, I think, but it doesn't matter. They're going to find a way to win. I know they will. I agree. I think they probably are mad about their performance in the last two Super Bowls. I don't think there's any way that they come unprepared tomorrow.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Wade in Texas. Did he say they're cheating? They could be cheating right now? Yeah, it's 12:13 in Atlanta, a.m., Super Sunday, and Belichick and Brady and the team are up figuring out ways to cheat. Now, that sounds something like that Graceffa would say, being a Jets fan, like the New Yorkers. And I think, Horowitz, you're a Giants, right? You're the Giants guy, and Graceffa's a Jets guy, correct, back in New York City? So do the Giants fans feel as much hatred for the Patriots in New York as the Jets fans do?
The Giants fans don't. I don't think hate the Patriots with as much vitriol as the Jets fans do. I mean, if I bring up the Patriots to James, he just loses his mind. And especially because the Giants are the only team that have the ability to say anything to Pats fans. What other team out there holds anything over the Patriots except for the Giants? No one.
Yeah, and also the Jets fans have been locked in that division, and they have rebuilt 37 times since Belichick and Brady have been together in New England.
Exactly.
Right? Going to 9 Super Bowls.
James will openly tell you that Tom Brady has ruined his life.
I remember 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Horowitz, I don't think you were here, and our question was, is tomorrow the end of the dynasty? It was when the Chargers, who look good, you know, defensively against Baltimore in their playoff opener, when they were playing in Foxborough. And James, I remember asking him similar to this, where I brought him on. I knew he's a Jets fan. I go, what do you, and we didn't talk about it previously. I don't like to do that and just kind of get people's true feelings. And he says, tomorrow could be like something could be the greatest day of my life, that I was done with Tom Brady like 10 years ago. And he's a Jets fan. And he was hoping that they would lose just so the Brady run ends. And I think you're in that division, you feel that way. And think about all the rebuilds in the AFC East because of New England. Now, you know, Buffalo's been searching ever since they had Kelly and Thurman and Andre Reed and Bruce Smith. And they've had, you know, years where they, you're thinking, okay, this could be the change. You know, Sam Darnold, I do believe with the Jets that it's coming. And if they could land Brown in a deal, but I doubt the Steelers, if there is a trade, would ever trade him to an AFC team. Never. They would, you know, trade him to San Francisco, trade him someone out west where he's not in the headlines, he's not in the region, he's nowhere to be found. No way they would park him in the biggest city in America. But I do believe the Jets are making progress. I really do. But, you know, you're waiting for the end of the Patriots run, and I think that's someone like Graceffa just waiting for that run to end. So you hope your team, whether it's the Jets or the Bills or the Dolphins, is the next team up. And the Patriots, if they win tomorrow, I think they're going to be hungry to go do it again a year later with Belichick and Brady. Now, if they lose and it's ugly, then everybody's going to be sitting all offseason going, it's over, it's over. And then you'll think, wait a minute, they won the AFC and just went to the Super Bowl. How many NFL fans out there in so many cities or regions would be happy if your team just got to the Super Bowl? As a lifelong Lions fan, I would be ecstatic just to get there. They have won one playoff game since 1991. One playoff game. That's it. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. At geico.com, we have Horowitz and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. It's Super Sunday, Eastern Standard Time. Huge questions of the night. Who's going to win tonight? Rams or the Patriots? And why? Who's the MVP and why? Is there so much hate in America still on Tom Brady? You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Last hour I brought up, you know, I don't get Maroon 5, but they're trying to target people that aren't me, a sports fan, at halftime. But then I'm looking at these top-selling concert tours. These are people who buy tickets, and you get the Ed Sheerans, the Taylor Swifts, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Bruno Mars, Pink, Justin Timberlake, U2. This is top 25 tours of 2018. The Rolling Stones, Kenny Chesney, Journey and Def Leppard, Eagles, Drake, Depeche Mode, Foo Fighters, Celine Dion, Luke Bryan, Luis Miguel, Harry Styles, Dead & Company, Andre Rieu, Elton John, Shania Twain, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is around Christmas time, and Jay-Z. There you go. Maroon 5, I think it's just a Pepsi target audience thing. And you know, when I look at those artists and I think, okay, who would be a better replacement? Has Taylor Swift ever done a halftime show? I know Katy Perry did one, I think, out in Arizona. Horowitz or Graceffo, do you guys know, has Taylor Swift ever done a halftime show?
I don't believe she has, no.
Beyonce has, right?
Beyonce has.
Right, Bruno Mars has. He did the one at MetLife Stadium, right?
They each had their own halftime show, and then both of them crashed the Coldplay one at Super Bowl 50.
Right. Has Pink ever had a halftime show?
Don't think so.
Timberlake did with Jackson and the wardrobe thing, right?
Yeah, and he had his own one last year.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, he was in Minnesota where he's dancing in the stands, right?
Yeah, he was taking the selfie with the brace face.
Right. He was going through the stands and dancing on the steps and everything. Rolling Stones, have they ever played a halftime?
Stones had one.
Right?
Yeah.
We were talking about this with Ryan last hour, that they never do country for the halftime at the Super Bowl. And Kenny Chesney is one of the top grossing, you know, concerts in America, but they're looking at the worldwide audience, where I don't think country has the worldwide appeal, right?
I think it's getting bigger. My guess is in the next 5 years you'll see.
Like Chesney or somebody big?
Somebody big.
Yeah, Drake was one I brought up. He hasn't had a. He was the guy I said that if you put Drake and then you took two of the three top rappers and you put them there and they kind of did a medley of their own songs and had their own stages, I think that would appeal to a worldwide audience. Correct?
I think that my parents' generation would lose their collective minds.
And what's nice, what you're getting at is that Maroon 5 is safe for everybody, right?
Exactly. But I think that there's other options that you could have gone. I think Maroon 5 was uber safe.
Hey, but they must know somebody, seriously. Or with Pepsi, the connection, and Pepsi must have done some market research, like, look, these are the 10 acts we're thinking about. What do you think, right?
Probably.
They don't seem big enough. You know, nothing against Maroon 5 and their hit list. They don't seem big enough for a Super Bowl halftime show in my book. That's it. They don't seem like that a monster draw on tour where there's, you know, it's Bruce Springsteen or Bon Jovi at, you know, Giant Stadium or, you know, MetLife Stadium, where they don't seem big enough like the U2s or even the Timberlake or Bruno Mars. They caught him when he was more up and coming, or a Jay-Z or a Beyonce. Taylor Swift would have been safe, seriously, if they'd done Katy Perry, right?
I think Taylor Swift would be a knockout, but I'm sure that they've tried. What does Taylor Swift have to gain from it? She's already probably the biggest, you know, singer on the planet.
Well, you know what? If the NFL can't go full-time officials, they had to settle on the party ban Maroon 5. There you go. Due to the fact that the NFL can't afford full-time officials, we are going with Maroon 5. What's a good idea here? In the last 90 minutes of the show, you can pick your winner, your MVP, talk about Brady and the hate, but what would have been the perfect halftime performer or performers? Something, you know, the countryside of it, I mean, you really could knock it out with country. You could put Stapleton and Kenny Chesney and roll them out, and you could do something really big. But I guess that'd have to be like when the Super Bowl's in kind of like Texas, right? Something along those lines. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Alex in Boston listening on the Sports Hub here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, Alex?
I can't complain. It's another Super Bowl Sunday.
That gets old in New England. You're like, oh, jeez, I got to wake up tomorrow. It's like I got to watch Brady and Belichick again in a Super Bowl. What are they saying in Boston right now about this matchup with the Rams?
I'm currently in Washington, D.C., originally from Boston, live in Boston still, but I'm in D.C. right now. But, I mean, it's the same thing every year. The Rams, I respect the Rams. The similarities between this Rams team and the 0-1 Patriots team is absolutely insane to me. But what I wanted to talk about was a couple weeks back, going into week 17, I called into, it wasn't this show, I forget what show it was in CBS, but I called in and they were talking about Brady and how he's done. And I said, Brady's not done. And I got laughed off the phone. Are there actually people that still think that Brady is falling off this cliff and he's being carried to these Super Bowls now?
No, I think his playoff performance against the Chargers and what he was able to do in the end against the Chiefs on the road, I think the Brady hate and the Brady's done train has kind of stalled somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the same thing, win or lose, it's going to be the same thing this offseason. Everyone's going to say that was Brady's last trip to the Super Bowl. Next season is going to be the same exact thing. And I understand why. It's the same reason people hate LeBron. It's the same reason people, especially in Boston, hated Jeter. It's they don't like to admit greatness. They always like to think that someone is always better, and they hate to see people win. But, I mean, at this point, I feel like it just needs to stop.
Yeah, I think it will if he wins tomorrow. People are just they're stubborn when it comes to Brady, and I don't get it. Now let's go to Chico in Baltimore. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
First-time caller. First-time hearing your show, Bill.
Thank you, Chico. Appreciate you listening.
Yes, I am. I hope the Rams win it, even though I kind of wish that they were still in St. Louis after what happened in Ferguson. And do you think that what happened in Ferguson made them leave St. Louis?
No, not at all.
Well, you know, with this whole anthem thing, I think that I'm not a big Travis Scott fan. I think that they should have people like TLC as the guest, or other Atlanta people like Jermaine Dupri or T.I. But, you know, they're not real big with hip-hop type because, you know, family-oriented after the whole thing with Janet Jackson.
Right.
And I really think Brady is going to retire. And I really do think so. And by any chance, are they still going to have limos or after parties after the whole Ray Lewis thing years ago?
Yeah, I remember. You know, I was at that Super Bowl. And, Chico, thanks for the call in Baltimore. I was at that Super Bowl with the Ray Lewis story. That was the Rams and the Titans, if I'm not wrong, when I was working in Chicago, which I want to give a shout-out to our listeners on AM 670, The Score. Yeah, that was great. There were some unbelievable parties. I went to a private ESPN ABC party where Phil Collins played. Yeah, Phil Collins played in a small venue. I'm talking a small, like, bar. Phil Collins. You know, had the setup. You're enjoying some finger food and some your favorite beverages, and there's Phil Collins playing. It was amazing. Atlanta, a great city. Yeah, I just you're right. The music Maroon 5 fitting Atlanta just could have been better. I want ideas Throw them out. I need your Super Bowl pick, your MVP. I got Horowitz and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. You can join us live 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are live across North America like we are each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions. We got Graceffo and Horowitz back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass with another update here at the top of the hour. Super Sunday on the East Coast. Who's your pick? Rams or the Patriots and why? Who wins the MVP? Why is there so much hate still on Tom Brady? America is split. Why don't we worship and love that man? And then a lot of people are ripping me that I'm saying Maroon 5's not big enough to be the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Who's your pick? And we've had some good ones on the Twitter account at Saturday Huge. Brett Reed is listening in Virginia. He says, stick to sports. Y'all don't know pop culture. Maroon 5 is plenty big enough for the Super Bowl, and there's no way a country artist will ever perform at the Super Bowl due to demographic appeal. Matthew Frank is listening on AM 670, The Score in Chicago. He tweets at Saturday Huge. Perfect halftime show for ATL would be Florida-Georgia line. They're big. Ricky tweets at Saturday Huge. Zach Brown Band would be great. I think they're from Georgia, too. Raiderski 209, listening out west, says, the hate on Brady for me is because I'm a Raiders fan, bro, but he is one of the greatest. No, Raiderski 209, he is the greatest. Adam D is listening in Boston. He says, Mahomes gets 50 TDs. Everyone is in love with him. Brady gets 50 TDs, and it's, well, that's only because he had Moss. Raiderski 209 also said the Migos. That would be a good halftime show. So you can comment at Saturday Huge on Twitter, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Doc in Pittsburgh listening on 93.7 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, the way I see that big game tomorrow, I'm a big New England fan. And they have to do three things, I think, to order to win this game. And those three things are Gronk has to catch six or more passes, Edelman has to catch six or more passes, and the big thing is, the third one, they got to stop the run of the Rams.
Thank you, Doc in Pittsburgh. Let's go to Mike in Michigan. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, hey, I got a couple of things. Much as respect as I have for Tom Brady and the Patriots, I'm pulling for an upset, and I'm going to go with the Rams. My MVP would be Mahomes for the Rams quarterback. And I think the couple of different ideas for the halftime show would be Lady Antebellum for one, and the one they've should have had a long time ago was Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Thank you, Mike in Michigan. Old school Bob Seger. Yeah, you could do a classic rock. I have in montages. My idea is put like the starter rap through the latest rappers and just do an unbelievable halftime show. I think that's worldwide appeal. I do. And you do the clean versions. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, huge man. Big time fan. Listen, when it comes to halftime shows, they got to process what they go through, right? They do the popular person, then they do the mid-level, and then they go back to old school. So with this being Maroon 5 this year, they're going to go back to an old school performer, and you're going to see that. You're going to see some collabos, some younger people coming in. But in my opinion, I've heard in other callers, demographics play the thing, and unfortunately, in the time and state we live in, a lot of white owners in the NFL rally for mediocre, middle of the road, appease everybody, white performers. So, in my opinion, this coming next year, you'll see an old school performer at halftime show. And regarding to New England, Brady's going to win the last one, and he's done after that.
Wow,
all right.
All right, Michael, thank you. I appreciate the call in Pennsylvania. So he thinks Brady's going to be done. If he wins tomorrow night and he's on top of the world after losing last year, will he come back? Because I don't think he'll ever tell us. I don't think he would announce it, tell the media. That would dwarf the entire Super Bowl. No way. But also, if he wins it, I go the other way now with Brady. Hey, man, I still got it, and I'm going to go get another one. I'm going to go get another one. That's how much Brady's changed my opinion based on how not only Brady but this team. I think that offensive line has been fantastic. The ability for that running game. Sony Michel has, what, a chance? I saw one of the graphics, you know, 100 yards in three straight playoff games. That joins exclusive company. I don't think the defense has got a lot of credit. I get it's Brady. I get it's Belichick. I get the Gronk storyline. He's just a classic anytime he holds court with the media. But this has been a total team effort, which makes it tough on the Rams. Rams only win if that defensive line, and Aaron Donald was the NFL Defensive Player of the Year, if they can get after Brady. But man, Chargers had a good defense, but they stayed in that zone and didn't go man, and that was a mistake. As Tony Romo pointed out in that opening drive in Foxborough. Let's go to Elon out in California. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. First time caller, appreciate it.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So a couple of things that I wanted to point out. Up until about 2 weeks ago, I was one of the New England haters who thought that the Patriots were cheaters. And I was driving to a friend's house listening to the Gresh Show, and he happened to point out a website that I had to check out later called yourteamcheats.com. And when I looked at the website, as he was saying, every single team in the NFL has deflated footballs. Every single team in the NFL has done Spygate of one sort or another. It's just New England happened to get caught and made the publicity. But it shows all sorts of different things that every single team has done, including the Raiders-Chargers game many years ago where Stabler fumbled the ball forward and then it actually was kicked into the end zone for a touchdown. It shows all the different things. So while I still dislike the Patriots because I'm a Charger fan, or was a Charger fan until they moved to Los Angeles, I can't hate the Patriots anymore because of the cheating, because every team did that. I still am rooting for the Rams to beat them.
You know, and thank you for the call, and thank you for the website. I just clicked on it, and there is yourteamcheats.com. It lists all 32 NFL teams about how they cheat. So let's, for the sake of just like a bad game show, let me click on the LA Rams. And what does it say? The definitive guide to NFL cheating. Your team cheats. All Los Angeles Rams cheats. It says PD gate 7 times since 1989. Wow. Performance-enhancing drugs are used by players to illegally improve athletic performance above what legal training and preparation can do. So they listed each player was suspended for 4 games for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. So they had 8 players had suspensions. Walk-through gate, the Rams. 2001 Rams like to blame phantom Patriots spine as a reason they lost the 2001 Super Bowl, but the New York Times reported on February 2nd, 2002, that the Rams may have spied on the Patriots as well. According to the paper, halfway through practice, Patriots linebackers coach Pepper Johnson noticed something in a third-floor window of a house next to the field. Club and league officials said a telescope was clearly visible in the window, according to a pool report, and that 15 minutes later, a person appeared at the window and then vanished. Officials scanned the window with binoculars, but the person never returned. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna have to go through it. Yourteamcheats.com. That is amazing. They have a cheat score of 15. So what do the Patriots have in terms of a cheat score? They have a cheat score of 27, they've executed 8 real cheats. 6 PED since 2007, Spygate in 2007, IRGate, injured reserve, in 1986, Snowplowgate in 1982, IRGate again, injured reserve in 2013, Leapergate in 1961. Walkthrough gate in 2002, deflate gate in 2015, and formation gate in 2015. Tuck gate in 2001 with the infamous Tuck rule, tamper gate with Revis in 2015, headset gate in 2015 with that accusation from the Steelers. And they have earned a total of 27 cheat points. Wow. That's pretty cool. Thank you so much. Horowitz, have you ever heard of this website until then? Yourteamcheats.com?
No, I haven't, but I have a feeling that it's a Patriots fan behind it.
Well, why would the Patriots fan put out yourteamcheats.com?
I wonder what would be their motive? What incentive would a Patriots fan have to put this site together? I don't know.
Oh, you're saying to show that the whole league's cheating, it's not just them.
Exactly.
So they have 27 cheat points. Who do you think is a squeaky clean NFL franchise? At least according to yourteamcheats.com. Who would you think is the cleanest, they do it by the book, NFL franchise, Horowitz? Just say one. Would you say the Packers?
No, I'm going to say the New York Giants, and I'm looking at the website right now.
Hold on,
it's a classy organization.
Okay, so let me do the Giants. I got it right here. They have a cheat score of 37.
Right, and I wonder why they would have a cheat score of 37. Maybe it's because they're the only team to beat the Patriots.
So
twice.
So you're thinking now, in your conspiracy New York state of mind, you're thinking that maybe even the Patriots have funded this website. There's secret backdoor computers in Foxborough, and they have funded this site. It's run by a Patriots clandestine organization to show that there are bigger cheaters than the Patriots. Wow. The Giants have had PED gate, fix gate, Taylor gate, spy gate, walkie talkie gate, cramp gate, Eli gate, spy gate, gusty gate, and gauge gate. An ongoing tamper gate and headset gate. Come on, you cheaters in New York. To all the callers online, your huge opinions are next on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.